We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix. Live from the Current Electric Studios, home of the superheroes.
Harvest Fair kicks off this Friday at State Fair Park. It's what you need to know on the go. And guess what? It's free to attend Harvest Fair. Plan on some fun stuff to do with the fam at Harvest Fair. You can do some pumpkin bowling, some pony rides. There's amusement park rides and food that also includes the pumpkin spice cream puffs. So if you haven't gotten your fix of cream puffs over the summer, well, guess what? Harvest Fair is back, and it's going to be awesome because you can grab those cream puffs. And again, it's free, runs Friday through Sunday. Free to attend, anyway. You can grab all that fun stuff to do this weekend. So there you go. You got your fall weekend already planned. Something else you need to know on the go. How's your mental health right now? If you're not feeling strong mentally, please talk to someone because talking saves lives. And that is the reason our company, Audacy, holds the program that we call I'm Listening. And that happens tonight at 6 p.m. right here on The Mix. And also the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. It's free to download for your smartphone. All you have to do is favorite The Mix. And you will be able to grab all the audio, all of the information, 6 o'clock tonight for I'm Listening. You'll hear from Mix artists like Adele, Carrie Underwood, Ed Sheeran, Maren Morris. Vice President Kamala Harris will also join the event tonight ahead of her Milwaukee visit tomorrow. So, yes, if you have mental health needs, you got to know you're not alone. If you are in crisis, help is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 24/7. Or as the kids like to say, 25/8. It's always there. Call or text 988 to reach the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Of course, this is the month, September, National Suicide Prevention Month, because talking saves lives. And we hope you join us for I'm Listening. Again, it's tonight at 6 p.m. right here on The Mix, 99.1 The Mix on your radio or the free Audacy app. Again, it's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it. Favorite The Mix for I'm Listening tonight at 6 p.m. And that is what you need to know on the go from The Mix.
Can you feel the stares? See the confusion in your neighbor's eyes? Well, I mean, that happens no matter what. It's Neighborhood Nonsense Time with Elizabeth and Radar on The Mix.
Did you ever see a social media post like quickly turn into a conversation about something completely different? It usually happens on the Nextdoor app. Anytime someone opens up a topic, posts it up there, you scroll down, you're like, oh, here's a comment about it, here's a comment. And then someone else, somebody opens up a whole can of worms, or in this case, a whole can of turtles or tortoises. Someone else flips it and then everyone else piles on. Okay. So recently, I posted my West Dallas neighborhood about a tortoise that was found. Someone posted it up, said, look what we found. And it's like, whoa, that does not look like it's anything from Wisconsin, like it's native of Wisconsin. Tonight, we found a tortoise just outside West Dallas. Yes, I said tortoise. That's what Kristen had posted on the Nextdoor app here. If anyone is missing one, we took it to Hawes in Waukesha. Okay. So now we've got the comments that come in after that. Some of the people are saying, oh, my gosh, that doesn't look native. Oh, who would let their turtle out? Well, sometimes they get away if you put them outside in an enclosure and, you know, they like to roam. It's beautiful. Glad you captured it. Thank you for taking it to Hawes. Well, then one person takes the comments and flips it around. Because Mary commented, it's not my Jacques Cousteau. Jacques Cousteau is her turtle, too. Or her tortoise. Looks like she's got the same type of animal. Well, then Teresa pops in a little while later on the comments. Because someone said, Teresa, is this yours? ? Laughy face, knowing that she probably has hers at home. Teresa posted, well, that's not Rasputin. She is safe in bed. These names of these t- tortoises. It's kind of funny. Jacques Cousteau, Rasputin. Another comment said, King Louis is all tucked in at my house. So there's some fun names for turtles. I think it's kind of funny that there are fun names for pets out there. Those are some really interesting names. But it's funny that someone found something, threw it up on the Nextdoor app, and then all of a sudden, again, the comments take a turn. And now we start talking about everybody's pet names. Do you have a unique name for your pet? If you do, give us a call. It's kind of fun. We've got Jacques Cousteau, a tortoise. We've got Rasputin. We got King Louis. What else do we have out there? If you have a unique pet name, something that's totally off the wall, you know, not like Rover, not like Muffy the cat or something like that, 414-432-1099. It's kind of fun going through and hearing people's names for their pets. And it's all because of neighborhood nonsense, because a tortoise was found, taken to Hawes. And again, let me just go through the comments here a little bit later on. A lot of people are saying the owner has claimed it. So all is well with the tortoise. Not sure what that tortoise's name is, but if you have a unique pet name, Jacques Cousteau's, Rasputin, 414-432-1099. Share them with us. It's always fun, and it'll get us through a Wednesday here. It's The Mix.
Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
Does your pet have a unique name? This is all because we were talking about the missing tortoise in New Berlin. Someone did find it, turned it into Hawes. But then, as it's posted on the Nextdoor app in our neighborhood nonsense, not everybody wants to keep commenting on what to do or if they've seen the tortoise. So people start commenting and tagging other people on the post saying, hey, is this Jacques Cousteau? Your turtle, Nancy? No, it's not mine. I already have it. And everyone starts talking about what their tortoise's name is. And it's kind of interesting, these unique pet names. So 414-432-1099 is our phone number. We're talking about these unique pet names. And who's this?
This is Cheryl. Who's this?
Cheryl, okay, this is Radar. Are you calling about our unique pet names?
I am, because I like our dog, whose name is Radar.
You have a dog named Radar?
We do. He is in Boston Lab. Because he's constantly got his nose to the ground, they decided to name him Radar.
Girl, that is so funny. Okay, I've got to meet this dog now. Radar and Radar got to meet up.
Heck yeah.
Does Radar like beer?
Yes.
Because this Radar likes beer. So Radar, really? Okay, good. We'll have to share a beer together.
There you go.
Well, this Radar doesn't go to the bathroom outside. Well, actually, now that I think about it, sometimes I have to. You know, when you got to go, you got to go.
When you got to go, you got to go.
You just got to do it, girl. All right, we got to meet up with Radar sometime.
All right.
Can you send the Mix Facebook a picture of Radar? I think that'd be awesome. I'll post it next to my picture.
I will see if I can. I'm not tech savvy, so I'll get one of my kids to help me.
Get one of your kids to help, definitely. If it's Facebook or Instagram, hit us up and we'll see if we can do a side-by-side.
That'll be awesome. I will talk to my oldest and see what we can do.
Oh my gosh, I'm glad I talked to you. Thanks for calling this morning. It's so funny. Have a good day.
You as well. Thank you.
Let's go over to line number two. Alyssa is on the phone. All right, Alyssa, what's your unique pet name?
Carrie Fisher.
Wait a minute. What kind of pet is it?
A puggle, a little dog.
Oh, a pug. Okay, so it's Carrie Fisher. Why is it Carrie Fisher?
My family really likes Star Wars. And it's not Carrie, it's Carrie Fisher. You have to call her whole name.
You have to call the whole name, so you can't shorten it up at all. That is really funny. That's unique that you have to actually call the dog the full name and not like shorten it up or anything like that. Alyssa, thanks so much for sharing that today.
Thanks.
All right, see you later. Let's go over to one more call here. Alicia, thank you so much for calling. So we're talking about unique pet names, Alicia. What is your unique pet name that you have?
We have three cats, and they all have sort of unique names. We have a female cat, and we got her about almost 9 years ago, and it was right around the time that the Lego movie came out, and my daughters couldn't say the name that she had come with the shelter. So instead, they decided to call her Wild Style. So we have Wild Style, who is the female character in the Lego movie.
All right, you got Wild Style. Who else you got?
And we have the brothers, and they are Hamburger and Fries.
Wild Style, Hamburger, and Fries. And the kids name the cats?
Yes.
Leave it up to the kids to come up with some fun names for the cats. I never have ever met a cat not only named Wild Style, but Hamburger and Fries. That's kind of funny. That is awesome. Your kids are very creative.
Yeah, car. It was fun. So it's always hilarious though when people ask you your pet's name, that it's like I have to explain the whole story or it just doesn't make sense.
Or if they come over, yeah, you can't just say, yo, there goes hamburger, there goes fries.
And the kids are older now. And so, like, you know, you have little kids, people are like, oh, that makes sense. And the kids are older now, so they just kind of look at me like, did you come up with this? And I'm like, no, I swear.
Yeah, and you also have to be careful if you invite people over for a barbecue for hamburger and fries. No, it's not the cats. We're actually grilling out food, actually.
Oh, that's awful.
I know, and it's terrible. You just have to be careful, though, man. Thanks, Alicia, for the call. You're hilarious. Thanks for putting a smile on everybody's face today. Give us a call again, okay?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Have a great day.
Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix. Live from the Current Electric Studios, call current.com.
Is Taylor Swift switching careers? Well, you're going to hear why she's calling bingo. Coming up, let's get to those three must-hear clips of the day.
Number three.
First off, the Hollywood sign out in L.A. is getting a facelift. And Late Late Show host James Corden was joking about it.
The Hollywood sign is now undergoing renovations in anticipation of the icon's 100th anniversary next year. A crew of 10 workers are currently refurbishing the sign, ensuring that it can continue to disappoint tourists for years to come.
Oh, have you been to the Hollywood sign? Have you seen it? Hit us up on our Mix Facebook page. Let us know. I've seen it once in my lifetime. I thought it was kind of cool, but apparently not very many other people are pretty excited about it. A lot of tourists must be kind of unimpressed.
Number two.
I don't know. I think it's pretty impressive. Jimmy Fallon says there's a new fashion trend. Was it inspired by the Thanksgiving look?
The latest Gen Z fashion trend is wearing jeans with the button undone. Yeah, which means after Thanksgiving dinner, every uncle's going to be like, oh, I look like Gigi freaking Hadid over here.
Hey, we do. You're looking pretty good. Really full, though. Should have worn the stretchy pants.
Number one.
Taylor Swift has turned into a bingo caller. Well, kind of. In a recent TikTok post, which has gotten well over 3 million views, Taylor is sitting next to a small bingo tumbler, and it's all to reveal track listings for her new album, Midnights. Here's Taylor to tell you all about it.
It's me. Hi. Welcome to a new series I'm calling Midnight's Mayhem with Me. I'm going to be using this technologically advanced device to help me allow fate to decide exactly what track titles I'm going to be announcing. The first track I'm going to tell you about...
Oh, here comes the ball. Here comes the ball.
Track 13.
Hey!
Track 13 is called Mastermind.
Track 13 is Mastermind. So apparently she's going to put these videos out with the old-fashioned tumbler, and every time a number comes out, she's going to tell you about that track. Pretty interesting. Catch her on TikTok. Her social media is blowing up because of her bingo calling. Wouldn't that be cool to have Taylor Swift call bingo? Again, like at your church night or your Moose Lodge? You want an awesome fish fry? Head up to the Moose Lodge in West Bend. I was there last week for my in-laws' anniversary party. My sister Kathy helps run the kitchen. Todd and the crew there doing an awesome job. Thank you so much. Might have to become a Moose Lodge member. Kind of like Taylor Swift. That's your three must-hear clips of the day on The Mix.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on The Mix.
Have you heard of Wait Until the 8th? Wait Until the 8th. It means wait until your kids are in the 8th grade to give them a cell phone. This all comes about because mom Brooke Shannon created this website and The Pledge, which asks parents to promise not to give your kid a cell phone until they reach 8th grade. So like right before freshman year. And it's because she said she saw kids at her elementary school with smartphones and all they were doing is just looking down at their smartphone. Nobody was running around the playground. Nobody was running out, hanging out, and just talking. So she was talking to other parents about the dangers that come with having one, like distraction, negatively affecting sleep, there's cyberbullying, so much more comes with a cell phone. the younger the kids start using them. So she created this pledge, wait until the 8th, and is hoping other parents would do the same. Wait until 8th grade to give your kid a cell phone. Now, Elizabeth is off today, probably on her phone. But looking back, I remember giving my kids a cell phone when my oldest, Noah, was in 5th grade. And that's because he walked his siblings to and from school because I was working in morning radio. My wife had to leave for her job. So we just said, okay, Noah's going to be in charge of the phone. Only use it if you need to text us or call us or something comes up. Well, and then the other two were like, well, I want a phone. So I think it was, you know, a little bit after that, once every kid was like in 5th or 6th grade, I think. But what is a good age for a cell phone? I mean, this woman has said, wait until the 8th. Wait until 8th grade. Let your kids be kids. Anyone wait until 8th grade before getting their kids a cell phone? Or who made their kid the youngest to get a cell? Like you have somebody who's, holy cow, are you kidding me? Your kid's like 3? You got a cell phone? Yeah, let us know. What do you think is a good age for a cell phone? Is wait till the 8th a good age? Like 8th grade? What are we looking at in 8th grade? 13? 12? 13? Is that a good age for a cell phone to wait, make your kids wait? You can give us a call on your cell phone, 414-432-1099. What's a good age for your kid to get a cell phone? And is 8th grade kind of like the cutoff? Is that what you did? Parents, give us a call, 414-432-1099. It's The Mix.
It's Elizabeth and Radar. Rise and shine. On 99.1 The Mix.
What is a good age to give your kid a cell phone? And this all comes because of the pledge that's out there. A woman by the name of Brooke Shannon got this website called Wait Until the 8th. Wait Until 8th Grade. And there's a lot of parents that are talking about this now since she came out with this website and this pledge. And she's like, hey, this is probably the age that kids should be getting a cell phone. She's like, hey, why don't we wait until the 8th grade? So that is why she developed this website. And she's got parents talking all around the country and all over Milwaukee, too. So we wanted to throw it out to you. Now that she developed this website, wait until the 8th, 414-432-1099. You're calling on your cell phone. Carly is up first. And Carly, we wanted to know from you, what's a good age for kids to get their first cell phone?
You know, I think I like the 8th grade rule. I remember years ago when I first got a cell phone, I didn't get one until I was 16. So I know times are totally different now, but as a millennial mom, you know, I still have really small kids, but I think giving it to them a little bit earlier than 16 is a good idea for sure. But yeah, I like the eighth grade rule. You know, they also have those cell phones that have options that you can only text and call parents, or, you know, you can put rules on them. So I like that.
You know, if something comes up, if they really need you, they can just do that. And so, Carly, how old are your kids?
I have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old. Okay, I have a ways to go.
Yeah. Your 4-year-old, like 4 years, 8 years old, they're pretty tech savvy by then, working on computers. You would wait, though, until 8th grade. You wouldn't do like 8, 9, 10 years old. You'd wait until 8th grade. You think that's a good idea?
I mean, I could see giving them maybe in like 5th grade, but with those rules that, you know, you can only text or call parents.
Sure. Carly, thanks so much for the call, and good luck with that 4-year-old and 1-year-old.
Thank you so much.
You got it. All right, bye. We're going to go over to line number 2. Mike is on the phone. What's a good age for a cell?
My wife and I have talked about it, and my son has already asked, and we told him not till his 13th birthday, so we are actually making him wait until 8th grade.
Okay, so how old is your son right now?
He's almost 11.
So that's what it's become now. It's like parents are saying, yeah, you know what? I kind of like, we just talked to Carly, who's a mom of a 4-year-old and 1-year-old. And she said, I haven't even thought about that. But now that you mention it, I'm kind of glad that it's out there. I'm going to wait until 8th grade.
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple kids in his class that I know of that have one already. But sure. I think they're too young. I don't like the idea of him having one yet because he's on his iPad all the time now. I don't want him on his phone all the time.
Yeah, otherwise it's like, put the phone down already. They walk into walls when they're on the phone sometimes. Mike, thanks so much for that advice, man, and thanks for the call. Don't be a stranger. You're going to have to call us again, man.
Will do.
Thank you, sir. All right, well, let's go over to line number 3. Allie is on the phone. We're talking about what is a good age to get a phone for your kids. That's all because a mom has gone viral here with wait until the 8th. It's a pledge that means wait until 8th grade to give your kids a cell phone. So, Allie, what do you think?
So, I do kind of agree.
Well, my oldest did not have a cell phone until eighth grade. Part of that was because of COVID. And what was the point of needing a phone? Because he was pretty much around home and didn't really fight me on it. But the other part is I teach at a school, so he's with me all the time in the building. So I kind of have it a little bit easier, but I do think it's really, really important that kids wait. I failed with the second because he got his phone a little bit earlier, but he really, now he's in seventh and he uses it a lot more.
You have to put like some rules on it if you're going to get your kid a cell phone younger. You think the eighth grade is a good cutoff age, like the age that, okay, you're in eighth grade, now you can get your cell phone.
And my kids do not have social media. Honestly, my oldest one has a little bit of social media, like Instagram, and that's about it. But I think that's really the other part to this is watching what they use it for.
You know what? And it's almost like, you know, parents back in the day were, don't be worried about getting a full-time job or any kind of job while you're in school. You know, go play sports. Go enjoy yourself. Be a kid. You have all your life to work. Now parents like you right now are saying, you know what? You can wait till that cell phone because you're going to be all over that cell once you get older.
Absolutely. And my kid has a job too.
Oh, good for him. Yeah. Thank you so much for the call.
Day.
You too.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.